The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
And welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I don't like letting Griffin go next anymore. I'm taking
it
back to power.
I fucking hate it too, dude.
Yeah, I'm taking it back to power. What up, Trav Nation? It's your boy, 1.5 Super Bowl winner, Travis McElroy.
Hi. Didn't we all win the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm just saying that between me and Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
I'll get there in a second. There's an average.
You'll get to my name?
Yeah, between me and Travis Kelce, there's an average of 1.5 Super Bowl wins per Travis.
Oh, I see. Okay. Cool. Well, as we all know, my middle name is Dion, so big ups to Dion Sanders for winning me all of those, I don't know, 0.8% of all those Super Bowls that we got together. Big ups to Dion Sanders.
I'm Griffin Dion McElroy.
By this transitive property,
yeah?
I have had... like 2.5 really good parts in Trolls movies.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's
true.
In a few Super Bowls
via Justin Manning, everyone's favorite all-star pro quarterback.
I would like to not split the boob reveal from the notorious boob reveal. I do not wish to share credit.
That's all
with Mr.
His.
Timberlake, he may have it.
Yeah, yeah.
He
no, there's that one. There's a few things about old J. Timbs that maybe he can.
J. Timbs that he can just keep.
He can keep that.
Hey, listen.
Thank you so much.
I would never yell at my coach. I would gently say, excuse me, coach, if you could please. I would like to get back into the football game where I violently tackle people, but I'm going to ask you very nicely.
I did. I went to a neighbor's Super Bowl party for about 3.5 minutes, and then I'm not going to name names, but some people in my family were jumping on the trampoline. And
some of the shorter members.
Some of the smaller members of the family jumped on the trampoline, and one of them had a throw up, and then we had to immediately go home. Must have been the weirdest sort of like hosting experience for the host of that party. Like, what's up? Yeah, man, grab a beer. Can't wait for the big, and you're leaving. Oh, there's Bob.
Okay,
and
I see it.
Well, I didn't watch this, except I did see the part where the man did yell at his coach and push him a little bit, which... I understand, guys. Me, more than any of us, particularly the two of you on this call with me, I get it. In sports, you get like hooked in the thrill of the moment. But it seems like the stakes were pretty high for that man to not yell and push. Like, of all the scenarios that could have gone well, having 130 million people and your most famous girlfriend person who is currently alive watching, it seems like a good time to take a deep breath and...
yeah.
Do
I don't know, man. Like, I think if I was in the Super Bowl, I would be pretty scared. I would be. Maybe
that's
he
a
would,
good point.
Like, we assume that it's fight or flight, baby. I don't think you always get to choose which one you're feeling at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I feel however all the Taylor Swift fans feel right now as you're listening to this.
Mm.
So this is actually a transitive statement I'm making where... as the opinion on those events shift with the Swifties, I so too goes my judgment.
It's Schrodinger's reaction. I get it. Yeah,
anything the Swifties decide collectively, just assume it has my full third endorsement.
So Griffin, can I tell you what you missed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did not watch a second of this.
It was a heck of a football game.
There's a lot of football played out there. Not a game, not a single game left on the field. Griffin, you missed Plankton showing up randomly causing trouble. Larry the Lobster just wandering around the field sometimes. shots of, did you guys not watch the Nickelodeon version where they included SpongeBob characters randomly throughout
that's
the game?
So cool. No, I wish we had.
Yeah,
no.
That's the version I watched and to try to get my children to care at all. The only things BB cared about, one, hey, there's Plankton, and two, why isn't Travis Kelce proposing? And I was like, because baby, it's the
he's it's so the mad right now.
It's the Star Spangled Banner, or because he's in the middle of a football play, because it's a car commercial. Lots of reasons.
I would rather listen to fucking Mr. Krabs prattle on about how every football player is a wimp these days.
Yes.
And in his day, they played hard-nosed tackle football.
Very cool.
I'd rather listen to for the entire game, listen to Tony Romo prattle on.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean.
I watched it. Can I do a joke?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Mine wasn't a joke, by the way.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but this is. I watched the HBO telecast, and it was sort of the same thing, except you had Tony Soprano popping up there to be like, yeah, there goes another interception.
Yeah.
That's when one of the men catches the football that wasn't supposed to.
Wait,
why I oughta?
Okay. Can I get back to my thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. They had Patrick Starr and SpongeBob doing commentary from the booth, which I guarantee they were like, this is going to be a slam dunk idea. And listen, this is not a judgment on the voice actors or their execution, but it did result in a lot of just like SpongeBob being like, oh, so he caught the ball. And Patrick being like, oh, he got tackled.
That's such a long time. When they go into that place, yes. It's so exhausting to be in the SpongeBob cave and digging
out
the
water. And they were mo-capping.
Oh, yeah. No way, man. Yeah. I would get so tired, even after spending a second inside of Patrick Starr's deranged mind.
Terrifying.
Griffin, the only thing I want to talk to you about is Jake Moody. Jake Moody is a player that I've been thinking about the entire football game, and I'm thinking about still to this day. So let me give you a quick rundown on Jake Moody, okay, Griff?
Yeah.
Jake Moody is a kicker for the Niners, right?
Yeah.
He gets up there, and he's a good kicker, man.
You would almost have to be.
At this level, you'd have to be, right?
Yeah.
So the 49ers go up on the Chiefs 16-13, and he comes out to kick the point after.
Important to note, earlier in this game, he had kicked the longest field goal in Super Bowl history.
Oh, cool.
Only to then, like, half a quarter later, the Chiefs kicker came out and said, okay, here's one 2 years longer. And, like, broke his record.
He just had his record broken, so he's in his head already. Moody's in his head. He goes out to kick the extra point and give him a 4-point lead, which is very different from a 3-point lead.
Yeah.
Because you can get 3 points super easy. He goes out there and it gets absolutely blocked.
Just
like shut down, lit. Like doink. like it was a goof, like he was doing a fun one.
Yeah.
For class. I proceeded to spend the rest of the game thinking like how his feelings must be going throughout the rest of the game.
Yeah, he's over there finkling on the bench real hard.
Yeah, sure.
Right. So it's 16-13. This is not looking good because it gets blocked, right? But then he kicks, he comes out and does a field goal that puts him back up.
Nice.
Right? So then I bet he's coming back to the bench like, wow, guys, did you see that kick? Amazing.
Yeah.
Really astounding. And then they lose the game by 2 points. And I bet at that point, Mr. Moody is probably giving it more like, you know, in a way, it's almost better to lose by 3.
Yeah.
Because it's less frustrating. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? If we had lost by 2 points.
There's nothing I can do about that, coach. Score 2 touchdowns,
there's nothing I can
maybe.
Do about that. But like this one, history does not hang on that.
No
game.
Way,
and there were
dog.
Several moments in this game where the eye of history was going to be replaying that one a lot.
If you are that, to your point, Justin, if you are the one on the team who gets the 3 points and you don't lose by 3 points or anything divisible by 3, that's probably
multiple?
Dope as fuck.
You win by 3 points. That's going down. That one's for the Bucks. That one's
the
going down.
I also want to talk about the 49ers quarterback, Brock Purdy. And first of all, powerful name. Sounds
What's that
like
name again, Cowboy?
Brock Purdy. Sounds like a Pokemon trainer you would go up against, all rock type. I'm Brock Purdy. And
I mean, that's not Brock's last name.
But wouldn't it be? And I wonder if...
You mean Mr. Irrelevant, right?
Yeah. If there is rules in place of like, hey, because I know when you win the Super Bowl, you have to stay on the field and do interviews and like get handed things. Are there rules about when you leave the Super Bowl, there's X amount of minutes you have to be present so we can film you? Because they cut to Mr. Purdy sitting on his bench looking very sad while Chief Color... ticker tape rained down around him as he sat there on a bench, just Charlie Browning so hard as ticker tape rained down around him. And I kept thinking, leave. Why? You can go.
You don't have to stay there sad. If I lose the Super Bowl, I'm gone.
I'm not going to stop running. I'm chugging off, waving.
And then he has to do the interviews too. That's, hey guys, everybody. That's mean.
Yeah.
Let's not do it anymore.
Let him go home.
He's not going to, your questions are not going to help him improve. The Super Bowl's over.
Yeah.
You're just asking like, what? So what's it like to lose the Super Bowl? He's like, well.
The shittiest thing I've ever felt.
It's so shit. Imagine you were called Mr. Irrelevant because you're the last draft pick. And then you were a quarterback in the Super Bowl. And they were like, that would feel amazing. He's like, yes,
but wait,
really good.
That'd be so
now
cool.
Imagine it's all snatched away from
you. Now, did we lose by a multiple of seven? No. So I don't take any fucking credit. I don't do any of the three-point stuff. That was on special teams for not getting a safety. So go talk to special teams Stevie over there. Fuck up.
My job.
Yeah.
I did my job. We scored some touchdowns.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Damn, guys. That's the longest genuine sports talk I think we've ever had on this show.
I know. Yeah. That's the best
we're
can
gonna
do.
We're going to get demonetized.
That was really good. But, you know, Dad, if you've been waiting to go watch Reacher, now's the time. Now you're
Dad, Daddy, we're done with sports. Go watch Reacher now.
And I believe that Justin's talking to the platonic dad listening, not just our dad, but every dad listening. If you're ready to check out, go watch Reacher.
Every dad listens to our show at 2.5 speed, just hoping to hear Reacher. And then they know to stop it, drop to 0.5 times speed, because we don't talk about Reacher that fucking often, man.
Yeah, that's how we give them the kick, right? Now they're able to go back up a level to get to Reacher.
Yeah.
I'm a film student. This is an advice show. I meant to mention. I'm a film student currently taking a sound mixing class. Oh, man. I would love to take a sound mixing class.
Yeah, dude.
Sound
engineering. I wish I studied that.
That is what we do here every week on the show, though, if you think about it. We mix.
I wish I'd taken a class to do it well.
Yeah.
Well, we mix our sounds together in this pot called comedy.
I learned how to do sound stuff on the streets. I'm kind of street smart when it comes to like podcasting and stuff.
Right, for sure.
The first assignment is to create a sound self-portrait in which I must gather a collection of sounds that somehow describes me. So my question is, how would you all describe yourselves with sound? And what could I do to figure out what sounds are best for me? That's from Searching for Sounds in Utah. What an excellent question.
That is a great question. I've never
thought
about
it. How do you describe yourself in sound?
How do I describe myself in sound?
Yeah.
You know how everybody gets really annoyed with the coffee maker when it's making a bunch of noise?
Yeah.
But they sure do like it when the coffee comes
brewing. Oh, boy.
That's kind of like, I feel like that grinder sometimes. I really like that one. It's also nice in the morning. It's a little bit of an oasis because the kids are like, you know? And just for those 51 seconds twice while the grinder's going... making the maximum amount it can grind two discrete times for me to enjoy.
Uh-huh.
Those are 102 seconds Justin, are a real highlight.
Justin enjoys
day.
A sort of caffeine porridge every morning.
Yeah.
It is a hearty brew. I mean, you guys know
no
what my
need
sound
to strain it. His teeth will do that.
You guys know what my sound would be.
What?
Laughter.
Gross.
Oh, Griffin, that's so sweet.
Of a child or
from
an adult.
From a comedian such as yourself.
A child or an adult. My sound, when I leave this world, the reverberations that I will leave behind of sound will be the laughter of my enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They'll be
stoked. Oh, so you can create kind of a mini stages of life where first it's a child's laughter, then it's a grown-up's laughter, and then it's your enemy's laughter, and that's how we'll know you're dead.
Yeah, and the haters will love that, and they'll be laughing their heads off. And I'll, and you know what? I'll float over them like a ghost, like, uh-oh, looks like I finally made my haters laugh. Looks like the last laugh is mine.
Oh, boom! I didn't realize we were going to go kind of, I don't know, metaphorical with this. I was just going to say, take a microphone and rub it all over my body while I record. Right, and that's the sound of me. Cool. That's what I was thinking.
That's cool.
Yes, and we'll print that on a gold record and launch it into space, and then aliens will be able to recreate you from the sort of just sound profile of your form.
That's incredible. What incredible technology.
Yeah, man. Yeah, aliens, dude. You heard about these guys? Have you heard about these guys, aliens? They can do it, man.
You never think they must have shitty technology.
Yeah. They're listening to us with tin cans on strings.
Yeah. If one of us was going to get abducted by the aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, finally.
Would Travis be the best candidate for it?
I think site. I think if the aliens are observing this planet and they see the three of us, I think it will be more fun in their minds to be like, well, what if we use that one as the sort of like.
You don't think Greffin represents more of an everyman slice of life of humanity that you
would
want?
For sure. But I think if the aliens looked at the three of us, they would be bored with me. They would definitely look at the two of you and be like, okay, they have hair all over, so that's the hairless one, the smooth, pure one. He's gone. He's out. It's got to be the two hairy boys. And then I think between the two of you, they're going to say, Travis.
But when you're doing a science experiment where you, like, have a rat in a maze, you're not like, get me the coolest rat you can find, right? You're like, get me an average.
Sorry, Travis. What? You wouldn't say that?
I would, but that's why I'm not a scientist, Griffin. Why I'm the bad boy of podcasting. That,
Travis would just be, I just feel like Travis would be full Zaphod Beeblebrox.
In a heartbeat.
Instant.
Oh, yeah. No, like, listen. I'm way too into it. I think that's why I think they'd be like, no, that guy, he's too excited.
Griffin and I would get to space like 2 weeks later, and we get on the ISS. Yes, that's what's happening up there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Come on.
We get on the ISS.
All the clues are there, Mr. Policeman.
Oh, yeah. This is Carl Flurg. He's from the Flurg definition.
Yeah.
Quick, come over here, Flurg. You'll love this guy.
Yeah.
He's a riot.
Yeah. No, I would acclimate well. I just don't think I would be first choice.
I feel like I would spend several weeks just explaining what a bed is.
Yeah.
Because this is not a bed. Start over.
Yeah.
Try again.
Oh, okay.
I need comfort is what I'm saying. I don't think their various like slopes or pods or whatever they're doing is going to work for
me. They're not going to have it figured out. No.
They're not going to accommodate
that's a good point.
In fact, if you see the beam of light blast into your window, grab onto your bed frame as tightly as you possibly can. And maybe it'll get sucked up in the funnel also. That's going to be best case for you up there. Maybe the aliens will be chill and let you use your comfort item.
Like, I have five essential sleep talismans.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way that I'm going to get cozy on a spaceship.
Guys, like, my fucking pillow game at this point is so, I have a pillow that is very special. And when you buy the pillow, it comes with an extra bag of stuffing that is just the size of the pillow. And literally over the course of maybe 2 weeks, I was like, a sprinkle here, a little bit here. I finally found the right pillow. It looks almost identical to my wife's pillow. So, like, I'm not sure how much my alchemy actually made a difference, but I gotta have it. I need it so bad or else I can't do my work.
I have a cube-shaped pillow for sleep.
Yes.
A log-shaped pillow to hold. My Bluetooth headband and my two wrist braces for carpal tunnel. Without them, I'm not getting a wink.
You're just fucking Ready Player One over there, just jacking in. Checking into the dreamscape.
Sometimes Sydney kisses me goodnight. She says, I love you, RoboCop.
You too, sweetie. And my future mother-in-law put a pee underneath my mattress. I can't sleep at all, you guys. Having a real hard time over here.
To bring it back to sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you guys out on white noise writ large?
Have to.
Sydney and I have had a real divide in our home because any white noise is really grating for her.
Oh, interesting.
Like if I leave the fan on above the stove too long, it starts to stress her out. Me, like, I gotta
love
have
that
white
shit.
Noise. If it's quiet when I sleep.
In order for me to sleep, I need what I like to call sensory neutral.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's not too much, but it's also not too little. right?
Yeah.
Where I have achieved a perfect balance of sound, like temperature, whatever is in contact with my body, not too much, not too little. The idea of a weighted blanket terrifies me. I'd be so aware of it the whole time. No.
It's good. No, it's choice, guys.
I can't.
It's good.
So hot. I can't.
It's
sometimes good. My t-shirt fabric is wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the idea of, like, now let me make it so a big flat Stanley's laying on top of you. No, thank you.
I like it cold enough in the bedroom that I feel like I am surviving against the odds. Like, I am in a struggle.
Oh, you crawled into a tauntaun kind of deal. Yeah,
yes, exactly. Okay. I need that, like, if you get out of bed, it is not going to be good for you, man. Go back to sleep.
Yeah. Do you guys think that Luke, like, couldn't sleep without being inside of a tauntaun for like a couple weeks after that?
Yeah, once he did it, once he was like, I'm chasing that high. That was the greatest sleep.
Every night they bring this Jedi Master a new tauntaun. Man, he sure goes through a lot of tauntauns. What's he doing with those things? Eating them? Don't fucking, you're not supposed to ask what he's doing.
He smells terrible. You should smell him on the outside.
He gave me a firm handshake and some offal got on me, and that was weird. I don't understand.
But he's so well rested. Look at his skin. He's like glowing.
Prince. Yeah. It's the tauntaun.
It's the tauntaun. Shh, I'll never tell.
Just so you know, Griff, because you missed it, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger got back together for an ad.
Sounds like I really missed a fucking bang up year for advertisements. Yeah,
I meant to tell you about that.
Okay.
The whole ad was that. It was a minute long, and the whole ad was just that Arnold Schwarzenegger has an accent because he grew up in Austria.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally, he's like a good neighbor. And they're like, neighbor. And I'm like, it's a minute of this, huh? And then at the end, they're like, we have a solution. And Danny DeVito shows up to say the word
neighbor. And can I just say, State Farm, you hired Arnold.
You knew what
like,
this
you
man
know
sounds
what he
like.
Sounds like.
You know what he sounds
you
like.
You know what he sounds like. So why the fuck are you like nitpicking his notes now? Like, you know that's how
also,
he sounds.
Is the fiction in this world that Danny DeVito can only say the word neighbor good? When he says the motto, is he like,
why not get him for the whole ad?
What?
Why not get him for the whole
ad? Why not just use him? Save money. Arnold Schwarzenegger is expensive, I assume. I've never booked a cameo with him.
Probably very pricey. I don't even know if he does cameo. He may be even too expensive for cameo, believe it or not.
I actually bet at this point they're both pretty busy.
Yeah.
Only one of them is a governor, though.
That's a good point.
I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger is still the governor, Trav. I might be
wrong.
You
don't stop being a governor, Justin.
You always are a governor.
You're a backup governor.
That's a great point. Let's do another question. Yes.
Or we could go to the wizard's throne.
Oh.
Hey, let me wait. Slam dunk. This is a real answer, by the way. I thought about it for your sound portrait. Tell a story, right? Long story. And then just pull every and breath and make that into a thing.
Yes.
And every time you make sound without thinking about it, it's your portrait. Boom. 100% A+. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Sorry, Griffin, just two more things because you're out of the cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Robert F. Kennedy II did an ad and it felt like the radio waves had been hijacked.
Yes.
It was insane. It was just a copy of the Kennedy, is like his dad's ad, but just his face superimposed in this old weird ad. And also, Griffin, just super quick, Twisters.
Yeah, Twisters. It's coming, baby.
Twisters.
All right,
Twisters.
Man.
Guys, the ad for the sequel to Twister started, and Sydney and I were both, of course, on our feet.
Yeah.
Huge Twister fans. And I started saying out loud, honey, if it's Twisters. Honey, what if it's Twisters? Babe, what if it's Twisters?
Yeah.
And then it was Twisters.
A very different experience than when Teresa and I watched it, and it finished and said Twisters. And she looked at me and she goes, can you believe that? And I said... And I responded, yeah, I really can. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really
can. I don't know why Hollywood spends so much money on focus groups when they could just get Teresa in there to just be like, wow.
this is what you did?
All right.
Okay. So this is where
we're
going with
this? Is there a cow joke in the Twisters trailer? Did cow
it's
go
actually all, it's all cows now.
Griffin, the wild thing, though, is they have the little Dorothy, the robot that has it. Looks exactly the same.
Fuck yeah.
The technology has not evolved. We're still chucking an R2-D2 full of bath bombs.
Maybe that's what happened to the sequel to Twisters, where it's just like they're using that and they're like, we have drones. Do you guys want a drone?
That will be the evolution. Like, oh, you think we're done?
I have a camera around that took a picture of God, so we can definitely see inside of that? This.
No, we need to drive inside and release this trash can. Oh my God! What? No,
no. The Why trash can do does that? Science. The trash can does science that will save people from twisters.
No, we enjoy the twister. We can put nanobots in the twister. What are you talking about?
We have to see what's inside the twister. Like, no, you
it's
don't.
It's not a black hole.
It's bad.
We could take a picture of it from on top. What are you talking about?
What's inside the twister is everything that the twister moved over and then went up. That's how twisters work and do it.
Yeah, we've done the science now. We could officially say from science, don't get inside a tornado.
It's bad in there.
Because it is bad
in
there.
Bad in there,
it tore up
when
our cool robot.
You see it, move away.
Yeah. That was the plot of also the movie Volcano, which is they just looked over the lid of a volcano and were like, it sucks in there.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
Get out later. Hey, can we talk about something from The Wizard, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did The Wizard say?
Madeline sent this in. Thank you, Madeline. And this one's huge for us. We are recording this episode a bit early, and I think this will give us punks some fuel for the fire. And that is how to celebrate anti-Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
That's twisted.
This is from this is written and reviewed by a life coach named Seth Hall. Thank you. Thanks for your work here, Seth. And Seth is going through it. Valentine's Day. No. Maybe you had a recent breakup. Maybe you think the holiday is too idiotic or too commercial. Why not celebrate anti-Valentine's Day? Make it fun and empowering, Seth. I mean, reader, do it, Seth, for yourself. Throw an anti-Valentine's bash. Why not throw a bash and limit it to people without a significant other? You could also include couples who are sick of the holiday, but not if they will ruin it with cuddling and other romantic overtures. Mark and Jenny.
Seth, you sound like the coolest, funnest person to have a party with.
this guy's a treat.
Yeah. Order a Valentine's Day piñata and let everyone take turns smacking it a time. Let everyone take turns smacking it a time or two. Make sure there's something fun inside. Have fun with the drinks. How about a blood orange mojito? That's Seth's favorite drink.
Okay. Can I say what I love about this just from the jump is Seth is like, hey, I have an idea, and then proceeds to list off like something that's been in, I think, legally, contractually, every sitcom or like TV show or movie that's ever been made about like romance and stuff.
Yeah.
Of like, but this one's just for single people. Cool, man. We get it. You can have a party whenever you want.
There's some people I'm sure who recognize the holiday in that way. I am mystified. It does sound like Seth is suggesting you fill maybe a heart-shaped pinata full of sweet blood orange mojito and then let friends bash it and then lap up the beverage as it's supposed
to.
That
feels like an orgy starter to me.
I am all here for anatomical pinatas. You guys know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
If it's like you smash open the liver and bile comes out, you smash open the lungs, there's a big rush of air. You smash open the heart and blood comes out. I love this.
Yeah.
Right? You smash open a little person-shaped pinata, what's that? It's guts on the floor. This is fun.
It's disgusting, the mental image you have just conjured. Into invite someone out to dinner. This could be another single friend,
a
parent, or even a casual acquaintance you'd like to get to know better on
Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
No problem.
Day. Nothing weird about that.
Yeah. What do you think, Rebecca? This is, again, in fiction. Seth is writing this WikiHow article for himself to empower himself.
You can live outside the culture. I think some holidays are dumber than others, right?
Yeah.
You can not participate, but you cannot stridently. I think a lot of people say you cannot stridently just decide that you live in a different reality, right? You can't just invite people and be like, actually, I don't do Valentine's Day, so it is normal for us to go to Billy Bob's Wonderland as friends and nothing more.
See, this is the thing, right? As soon as you're like, hey, you're my best friend or whatever, and I know we both don't have plans for Valentine's Day. Let's hang out together. Perfectly fine and normal.
Yeah, normal.
You're like, hey, this is an anti-Valentine's Day date for anti... Yeah. And you're like, hey, man, let's just not do that.
It's also weird to be like, I want to get to know you tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, I see the calendar tonight.
Tonight. And I know it's going to be hard to find anywhere to go because of the everything.
Yeah. I think a pretty cool, surefire way to do this, February 13th, you hop on a red-eye flight to Tokyo Narita Airport. As you pass over the International Dateline, where'd it go? Valentine's Day sunk to the bottom of the Marianas Trench. You didn't even
you skip it?
I didn't even do Feb 14 this year, guys.
Ooh.
I was in the air. On Feb 14, yeah. I missed it. I was must have missed that one. I was in the air. Give gifts to your single friends. You may discover you're not alone. Half the world seems on cloud nine on Valentine's Day. Do they? But everyone
but
else is
still
in the dumps.
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day isn't just explicitly like smooch everybody, right? Or like only smooch your significant other. It's like being yeah. went to class today and is handing out lollipops to everyone in class, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
the idea of like, hey, get this anti-Valentine's Day. I'm going to give presents to people I care about. Hey, yeah. whoa, guess what, man? That's exactly what it is.
I
class Valentines yeah. have gotten a little bit like more forward than they were, I think, in our day. As we were shopping around for stuff to Henry to hand out, there were a few packages that were like, I am really crushing on you. And it's like, back in my day,
I was
like,
skibbity your toilet.
I still
to this day don't know what that is, by the way.
Oh, you not fully. Son of a gun.
Not fully. I have a basic understanding.
It's a guy.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
It's a guy that comes out of a toilet and kids are crazy about him, of course. He's a toilet
yeah,
man.
It's Skibbity Toilet. And we all love Skibbity Toilet in this house.
Play the right music. You're going to feel better if you play music with an anti-Valentine's Day vibe. This is true if you're sitting at home or you're hosting a party. Fam, you tell me. Some vibes, some tunes that
Everybody
are
Hurts by R.E.M. What makes for a great party? Hey, everybody. Yeah, make sure to grab yourself a drink. I got snacks over there. Okay, let's hit the tunes. Everybody Hurts.
But
yeah,
let me push back against that, Travis.
Yeah.
Let me push back against that, Travis. If you are fighting if you are throwing an anti-Valentine's Day, I think just yeah. listening to music that makes you very sad, that's, again, just kind of Valentine's Day.
Oh.
To anti-Valentine's Day, you can't just lose at Valentine's Day. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
and if you're sitting by yourself, you know what I mean, not having a great time, you've
then
lost
you need
Valentine's
Steal My
Day.
Sunshine. Steal My Sunshine is a great, you can't steal my sunshine, right? And like, that's a
That was also R.E.M., right?
No. It was similar.
R.E.M., I think.
If you steal my sunshine. That one. You know, you get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. By R.E.M.?
That wasn't R.E.M. Hey, Griffin, that wasn't R.E.M., and I desperately need you to know that.
No, it was Elian. It was Lynn.
Yeah.
Len.
But it wasn't R.E.M.
No, no, no.
You could also do Tub Thumping. Tub Thumping is another good anti-Valentine's Day song.
Juice, do you have any before I reveal the correct answers?
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Ooh,
that's
powerful.
Now we're fucking cooking with gas. Yeah, one good way to beat Valentine's Day is to just do Christmas on it. That would be awesome. You get like a Christmas aftershock a couple months later, a year and a month and a half later after it, and then you're sitting pretty.
I want to pitch a good one, and maybe we could do this next year. Like, there could be two holidays that happen at the same time.
Yes.
There's Valentine's Day and My Bloody Valentine.
Okay.
And it's Halloween again if you don't want to do Valentine's Day. You cannot do both.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But everybody loves Halloween, right?
Yeah.
But it's so far away.
That's true.
What if there was a little Halloween on February 14th?
Yes.
If you were cool.
It's
like,
also
if you were cool and
the only scary holiday. Like, all the other holidays are like love, thankful.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like,
yeah.
And if you're like, we need more like, no, this one's spooky, but this one's more existential dread, right? We have
yeah.
different things throughout.
What if we did Election Day on February 14th? I'm putting this idea together as I say it.
No way.
And you can only do one. And then also, we don't have to, the whole year isn't then election year. It's you get that shit done February 14th. But if you,
it would be nice to go ahead and know.
Yeah,
to just know.
Would be nice
yeah,
to know.
Which way? They,
I would
which,
just love to know.
Which way they gonna get us? Please, just now is good. February 14th. Yes, that would be cool. I have stuff yeah. coming
what
up. I would rather
did,
not
what
have
if they
this
did that, but
this sword of Damocles dangling. Over. Just let us know. Yeah,
just know, and then. You, but it still doesn't change over to the end of the year. So you get some time like, what am I?
Yeah.
Gosh, what am I going to do about this?
What they should do.
I don't know.
Now I know we're shifting away from Valentine's Day, but just one day without any heads up, like White House just posts on their Instagram stories, like, who do you think should be president? And it's just a poll and they leave it up for like 20 minutes.
Yes.
And then it's done and it's just like, oh shit, I gotta go vote. And you run to your phone, you're like, I missed it.
Yeah.
I voted on the TikTok shop. It costs like 30% less to vote there. It costs so much to vote on Instagram.
I went on a date with Valentine's, with my wife on Valentine's Day, so I could not vote this year legally. Damn it. Shoot. I really wanted to make myself heard. Play the right music. Okay, here we go. Tina, touchdown.
See, I want to vote. Democracy.
I love my wife. I should still be able to vote.
Whoa, lesser two evils.
I made these reservations weeks ago. This is a tough place to get out, but I still love democracy.
Forefathers, my wife.
This is a guy that loves his wife.
Yeah.
And democracy.
How do I choose?
Yeah.
I'm a citizen, right? Same as you. I got my rights. I love my wife. You love my wife. Should still vote. I don't know if she's going to vote it or not. She's gonna follow it.
Well, can you imagine if you chose date and your partner chose vote?
If that happens, if that happens, I mean, that's now we're in the prisoner's dilemma. Yeah. That could be a cool way to celebrate Valentine's Day, is to just incorporate some trust games into the proceedings.
By the way, guys, my wife got me a Valentine's Day card for the first time in 7 years. That either of us has exchanged anything for Valentine's Day. That's a hostile act.
That's
right?
A betrayal.
Right? That is a hostile act.
Okay, some possibilities include Tainted Love by Soft Cell, You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner.
No.
Let's play a game. This is the escalation game. When you guys think I have said the best song on this list, you say so. And we'll stop there.
Okay, good.
We'll see who gets it right. Tainted Love by Soft Cell, You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner?
That's where I want to say it, because like, What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner rules.
Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Ah, damn it.
No takers.
No, because I can still think of better ones in my head.
I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
I mean, that is timeless. It's timeless.
I'm still at Since You've Been Gone, though.
Okay, if you're cashing out at Since You've Been Gone, say so.
I'm cashing out at Since You've Been Gone.
Okay, Juice, are you cashing out and I Will Survive?
No. There's better ones that I can think
of. No Action by Elvis Costello.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, no takers? Because the next one's the last one.
Okay, no, I'm going to take No Action.
Okay. It's My Life by John Bovey, or Bon Jovi.
John Bovey.
He's his bovine cowboy.
Bon, John
Bovey. That's exactly
Bovey.
Where I went.
I'm Joe Bovine, and I'm here to rock your world.
And I'm here to run for president.
I'm your new president. Quick, get to Quibi and vote. It's $80.
$80. A 5-year membership.
$70 in the TikTok shop, but don't actually buy that big folding chair with no arms.
Yeah, man. Anyways, here's a dance and a toilet, I guess, with a guy in it.
Halftime show in 2025. We'll be skibbity toilet.
And John Bovey.
I felt like the way that Skibbity Toilet and Alicia Keys danced together was inappropriate. I feel like Skibbity Toilet's partner is going to get very upset.
All right. Yeah.
Griff, tell me you at least watched the halftime show, right?
I didn't. No, okay. No, I caught the tail end of it. I caught the tail end of it, and they were doing Turn Down for What, I believe. Which was
my kids were not pleased with the embarrassment they were feeling from their parents, because it was lit in our house when they got Usher and Lil Jon and Luda.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
When Usher came out and did a full-blown skate dance routine.
A Starlight Express themed, like, this one's just for me.
I can't believe. I usually try to watch some of the Super Bowl, even though I've been out of the sport since I've discovered the beauty of hockey. In a few years, I can't believe the one that I just fully tuned out was apparently the best Super Bowl of all time. That is a heartbreaker.
I'm just saying that Usher came out like...
First of all, that was Prince. That was Prince.
Yeah, Prince was the best one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Prince would never
Usher, when he did his skating dance routine, was dressed like a character from a post-apocalyptic movie about skating, but also maybe about like a flamboyant night show kind of thing. So he was wearing like this weird armor looking thing.
It was so good. Great. And he's like, they said we'd never make it here. And I was like, well, if you're being specific, probably, yeah, no one thought you would be doing this.
I actually think he's performed at the Super Bowl halftime show before. So he should have said, they didn't think we'd make it here again, because I already did it once. And what are the odds that I'd get to do it twice?
In the middle of did the Red Hot Chili Peppers smash through the wall Kool-Aid style? Like, now it's our turn. Boom, boom, boom. No,
they went amp to amp.
Damn it.
That'd be cool. Hey, speaking of halftime.
Yeah, please.
Let's go to Manny's home.
Our halftime show.
It is. Call me R-O-C-K-E-T-M-O-N-E-Y. So tell me what you want to do with me, please. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Save money on subscriptions I forgot about. I mean, that's a big one. That's a headline. I did this announcement this week.
Okay.
I did a full inventory with Rocket Money.
Did you just highlight and say announcement before you said it?
Announcement.
This is a recorded podcast.
Announcement.
We're listening.
But you interrupted yourself. You interrupted yourself with a very important announcement.
I wanted to frame it because it was easy. It was fun. It was kind of frustrating because there's a few I'd forgotten about for a little while. Tell you the ones that got me some like educational type services that I didn't know were like yearly that we signed up for during COVID that are just like taking $90, whatever. Rocket Money will help you find all those subscriptions and actually cancel them for you. They did this. They did this for me. It was amazing. But it also helps you manage your finances, keep track of your spending, lower your bills. Over 5 million users have used Rocket Money and saved an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Canceled people.
No, Rocket Money does not cancel people, just subscriptions.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. Rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
I would like Rocket Money. Like, I need a sister or brother company to Rocket Money that's like, and here's some irresponsible things you could sign up for, right? Yeah. Rocket Money's helping me save money. I need, like, dumpster money to help me just lose money.
What about something that's going to help you make money, though, Travis?
Okay, whoa. I'm listening, sharks. Wait, no, I'm the shark.
I've got these fucking candles, and they sell themselves with how good they smell.
Okay. But they don't.
They don't.
That doesn't make sense.
They need a human vessel to
sell them. I've got these smart candles.
I've got these talking
smell
candles.
Smell me!
Whoa.
Smell me, please. It sounds good. Ooh, candles that smell good and sound good. There's something in there. And if I'm going to sell this idea, if I'm going to sell this idea to the sharks, I got to have a website. And that's what Squarespace is going to do me for. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building my visual audio candles brand and growing my business online. I can stand out with a beautiful website, engage with my audience, and sell anything. My products, content I create, and even my time. I sell all three in my Talking Candle Workshop. I think we've all used Squarespace.
Can do's. Con can do's. And then the tagline is there's nothing these candles can't do.
Wow. That's good, Trav.
Yeah. There's something there. I was thinking chandles, which is like a chat candle, but that's nothing.
Chandlers.
It's a good chandlers. These are my beautiful chandlers. They smell and look and sound amazing. What were we talking about? Oh, that's right. Squarespace. We've all used it. We've all made beautiful websites with it. When I say we, I mean the three of us. I don't think all of our listeners have used Squarespace. If that was the case, Squarespace is really throwing their money right in the fire right now.
No, don't tell them that, please.
You already hooked them. You can make pro-level videos with the Squarespace Video Studio app. You can design a beautiful website with the Fluid Engine, which is just easy drag-and-drop, beautiful technology. And you can even create little secret grottos for the members in your life. And you can have a whole new revenue stream for your business.
It's like Second Life too.
That's right. We have the what we call the First Smellers Club. And the First Smellers Club, you get to sit, every candle that we make, you get to be the first one to smell it before we package it and ship it. So yeah, it's a lot of work. You have to come to our warehouse and smell candles all day. And it's unpaid. So anyway, go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Have you ever wanted to know the sad lore behind Chuck E. Cheese's love of birthday parties?
Or, my Saturday mornings were reserved for cartoons?
Or, have you wanted to know how beloved virtual pet site Neopets fell into the hands of Scientologists?
Or, how a former Mattel employee managed to grow Sega into a video game powerhouse?
Join us, hosts Austin and Brenda, and learn all of these things and more at Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries, now on Maximum Fun.
The following are real reenactments of pretend emergency calls.
911. My husband! It's my husband!
Calm down, please. What about your husband?
He loads the dishwasher wrong. Please help! Please help me!
Where are you now, ma'am?
At the kitchen table. I was with my dad. He mispronounced his words intentionally.
There are plenty of podcasts on the hunt for justice, but only one podcast has the courage to take on the silly crimes. Judge John Hodgman, the only true crime podcast that won't leave you feeling sad and bad and scared for once. Only on MaximumFun.org.
Yes.
Yes. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about Matt Damon and his friend Ben and their donut commercial.
Trying too hard.
Is what they want me to do.
Trying too hard.
And I'm not going to do it. It was dumb, and I didn't like
it. They tried too hard.
How's that?
They tried too hard.
They tried too hard. It's
you know what's fucked up? You don't even need to tell me anything else about this commercial in order for me to completely visualize every frame of it.
It's 100%. Oh, J-Lo's in it too. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. I was unmoved. So I'm not going to talk about that because that's what they want me to do. I'm going to talk about Reba. Now, Reba sang the Super Bowl anthem, which you know is Stars and Stripes.
Oh, my football so brown.
No, she sang that.
Throw it all over town.
And I love Reba.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. A lot of certified bangers. I do think that maybe Reba is drifting off a little bit of our national fondness for Dolly Parton. And just like Dolly Parton can't get to everything, and maybe we also, maybe Reba is a nice country lady that we can also love.
Yeah.
Are you another unproblematic country lady, Reba? Can you be that for us? Because we can't all have Dolly Parton. So I feel like Reba's benefiting from that. And one way she's doing that is with our friends over at Sonic.
Wait, really? Holy shit.
If I was going to guess who Reba was partnering with, I wouldn't have put Sonic in the top 20. I'm vibrating with excitement.
Well, you're an embarrassing clown because Reba loves Sonic. It's one of her favorite treats, and you didn't know that. And I guess you're not a real Reba fan.
She loves Knuckles and Tails. And
look how happy she is.
Wow, no one's ever been so
happy,
stoked.
Guys.
That is, usually when I pick up tater tots, my face doesn't reflexively form a grim rictus.
Maybe some of the least fried tater tots I've ever seen.
Those are some pale little guys.
She likes some light. She likes a light crisp. That's what
we'll make them gummy.
Yeah.
Sonic Drive-In, the unconventional yet perfect spot for a romantic date night, is serenading taste buds nationwide this month with the launch of its exclusive Reba's Sweetheart Meal. Now, I will say this. I'm glad they clarified is exclusive, because if Pizza Hut had a Reba's Sweetheart Meal featuring items from Sonic, I would absolutely lose my mind.
Listen.
So it is exclusive to Sonic because it is comprised of Sonic foods.
I don't want to be a hater here, Justin.
Wow.
But can we discuss the contents of this exclusive hand-picked Reba meal?
We'll get there. This limited edition combo meal, curated, which used to mean something, in collaboration with the Queen of Country, Reba McEntire, is poised to make hearts skip a beat as it debuts in time for Valentine's Day, starting February 12th.
I'm also just now noticing that the hash brown, or the tater tot, excuse me, container she's holding appear to be like bedazzled or sequins bedazzled in some way, yes, which is pretty fancy.
It is fancy, say. Thank you. Reba McEntire, renowned American country music singer and actress, which again, if you have to tell me who she is, I don't know if that's a great
fit. Do you want the press release to say Reba McEntire, you know, Reba?
Yeah, that would be great, actually. Thank you. Reba McEntire. No, you're right. You're absolutely right, Griffin. I shouldn't be unfair.
They got a pull.
She has long shared her love for Sonic, particularly her signature order, the Sonic Cheeseburger, with everything on it and a side of its famous tots. Drawing inspiration from Reba's cherished Sonic experience.
What? Holy shit.
Just to clarify, so we don't breeze past this, her curated Sonic experience is hamburger and tater tot.
And milkshake.
And milkshake, okay.
Well, no, that's not part of her famous order, though. The world famous order that we can all recite by heart is a hamburger and tater tot.
Oh, famous. You know how these music stars, like you got Elvis Presley and like his fried peanut butter banana bacon sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And of course, Reba McEntire and her hamburger and tater tots.
Yeah.
Drawing inspiration from Reba's cherished Sonic experience is a great name for something.
It could just be the name of her next album.
Yeah. Welcome to Reba's Cherished Sonic Experience.
It's a duet between me and Sonic the Hedgehog.
What if she was like, what if Sonic called her? She's like, they're like, Reba, we know you're crazy about us. And she's like, no, I've just said I love Sonic over the years. He's
so funny, he's so fast, and he loves him chili dogs.
We have chili dogs.
Me and Sonic the Hedgehog are going to hit these tuning forks together and hold them real close to your chakras.
She doesn't even know that this is a restaurant. She's just holding these up as an endorsement of Sonic the Hedgehog. I give Sonic my full-throated endorsement. Listen.
Y'all ever play Gex? Gex? He's a nasty lizard.
Air the Acrobat sucks. Reba's sweetheart meal is a heartwarming tribute to her, quote, iconic tastes. Guys, a lot of words are being devalued in this press release because they used to mean stuff. And I don't think my iconic order of a hamburger and tater tots.
Is it possible that the word Reba is being devalued in this press release?
It's not being devalued. I'm assuming they cut her a check. This limited edition Valentine's Day meal combo also includes the new chocolate-covered strawberry shake. This indulgent shake features real strawberries and rich chocolate flakes hand-mixed into sweet vanilla soft serve and topped with a deck.
I'm looking at this picture and something's just occurred to me.
Go ahead.
The cup that it's in was a solid white styrofoam Sonic cup that they went, oh shit, that doesn't show anything. So they photoshopped a styrofoam cup to appear translucent the shake within.
Very clearly, someone took a slider that said cup on it and slid it to 1% for the purposes of this image. That is a very good observation, Travis.
I would like to read to you Reba McEntire's quote in this press release.
This milkshake ruins my iconic meal. How fucking dare you?
How dare you? My vision.
So here's the quote, and it may be my favorite quote I've ever read on the show.
Oh, man.
And I may get it tattooed on my lower back. Do not interrupt me until I'm done. My boyfriend Rex and I have known each other since 1991. After getting reacquainted in 2020 at a dinner, he found out I love tots. That started my nickname, Tater Tot. My little sister Susie gave Rex the nickname Sugar Tot. So now we're the Tots. Sugar and Tater, said Reba.
Oh,
we both love Tots, especially at Sonic. They are our absolute favorite. We even spent most memorable Valentine's dinner at Sonic, and we'll do the same this year. We encourage others to make special Valentine's memories at Sonic this year, too. Just like Sugar and Tater.
Lorem ipsum dolor sit emet. Oh, wait, shit. Hold on, cut it out. I said
you can
this.
Tell wherever they plugged in, like Reba said, is where the press person was like, yeah, Reba, can we bring it back to Sonic real quick, if that's fair? Oh, right, yeah.
Rex and I shared a passionate kiss in the backseat
when we first
Taurus.
Made love in front of the employees of Sonic. Wait, no, Reba, walk it back. Reba, walk it back.
If you don't get all the guts out of the rabbit, it'll go foul, and then the meat's no good, you see?
No, bring it back to Sonic. No, Reba.
Right. Now, a few stories from the 19-year hiatus that Rex and I went on. Our paths crossed many times in the intervening
Rex
period.
Rex refers to it as his sexual crusade.
But then Sonic has to swoop in, and I don't know. They should have closed with Reba, but instead we close with Mackenzie Gibson. February is the month to celebrate love, and there's no better way to do that than with the exclusive Reba's Sweetheart Meal and the chocolate-covered strawberry shake. Reba McEntire is a national icon who is much more affordable than Dolly Parton, but still, who has regularly shared her love for our craveable menu over the years, and we've partnered with her this month to give guests an exclusive Reba's date night experience.
Oh,
it is truly, truly unhinged that they could not work this milkshake into the rich fiction of Reba and Rex's romance.
They probably came to her and like, it would be great, Reba, if you said that you also love the shake.
but that would be a lie.
I've never had the shake.
No, but Reba, we just need you to say like something about how you love chocolate covered strawberries. I mean, no.
Oh, no, Reba, if I drank that whole shake, it would clap my ass cheeks all week.
Reba, we wrote you a check for $12,500.
Yeah.
You will say exactly what we tell
include
you.
Include that.
You think I'm doing this for the money?
I'm doing it for Rex. I want people to know we've been hiding in the shadows for too long.
This is my legacy. Long after I'm dust, I want people saying, let's do a Reba dinner tonight, honey, for this V-Day. They're eventually going to call this day Reba, because my name and my memory will be lost to time immemorial, but I'll still have this special Reba experience.
And your shake will be dead and gone. You hear me, Sonic?
Your shake will be back in the ocean.
Where it belongs.
Back into the void where it belongs. Back into the carbon atoms that comprise it. I'm immortal.
Now get the picture. I gotta go. Rex is waiting in the car and I left the window cracked.
My burger and tater tots are iconic. You know what that means? That in 2,000 years, monkeys will worship icons of it. There'll be statues to this.
And they'll shit on your shake. Anyways, it's been lovely working with you. I'm a big fan. Thank you so much.
And one person is like scrolling through their phone to see if they can get Young Gravy. Just like, we've only got a few days till Valentine's Day. Oh, gosh.
Please make Reba go. This she really does. The face she is making is alarming in this
It's alarming. Thank you so much. You know what's not alarming is my gratitude.
Oh,
To the listeners who have enjoyed this episode with us collaboratively. I feel like I really appreciate you being here for $6.99.
Oh my God.
And boy, when you all see what we have in store for a $700, wait till you see.
It's going to be a whole episode.
It's a whole thing.
Should we just run an episode of the 700 Club, but like a funny one? A funny one.
Or we could do 7 episodes of The 100. Like all
that could
at once.
Be cool.
I mean, like not in a row, like overlapped.
Yes. Or we could play the movie 300 2 1/3 times.
Perfect.
Ooh. Or we could watch The Tomorrow Children and see how it holds up.
Oh, Tomorrow
that's
People?
Just because I think that'd be sick. Yeah, Tomorrow People. Tomorrow Children was the developer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Tomorrow People. Oh, man, that's a good show.
We want to let you know, in case you didn't know, we have a newsletter. And if you want to stay up to date about announcements to be the first to know about upcoming projects, you can sign up bit.ly/MacRae newsletter.
Okay.
Yeah, you should do it, Griffin. You never know about any of our projects.
It genuinely sounds helpful for me.
Yeah, that's good. I'd love to know what I'm doing.
We got a bunch of merch over at the merch store, MacRaeMerch.com. There's the 24 and Galore poster. There's the Sometimes It Rains in Trav Nation tee. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to the Marsha P. Johnson Institute, which protects and defends the human rights of Black transgender people. So go check that out at macroymerch.com. Also, we stream and post up videos and stuff over at our Macroy Family YouTube channel. We got Macroy Family on TikTok and Instagram, and I stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheTravisMacroy.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It is a certified summertime jam of 2024. They already called it. Isn't that wild?
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Certified fresh. It's the first song to ever get certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, which is huge.
That's huge.
We have a wish for Fungalark. Can I read it this time? Yeah. And lift it up, boost it. Thank you. We decided, stop making noise. Oh, we did decide we're going to stop saying the names just to preserve some anonymity for these wishes.
And to make it a little more
But you know if you sent it. Here we go.
And maybe, I also think it gives a little bit of universality to the wishes, where it's like maybe multiple people sent this exact same wish in.
Yes.
And they're like, maybe that was mine, right? Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Sure. Here we go. I wish that I would keep running into the circle-shaped raccoon who lives in the garbage cans behind my apartment.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I am Griffin Dion McElroy.
This is my brother, me kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.